plant some currant bushes in your food forest for additional variety and flavor. We're checking out a forgotten option next on Western Life Radio. Sportsman's Warehouse started right here in Midvale, so you probably already know Sportsman's Warehouse is the headquarters for everything hunting. And with fall fast approaching, Sportsman's Warehouse has everything you need to gear up for the hunt. And for the campers, we've got tents, sleeping bags, packs, lanterns, and thousands of accessories. Fall also means football and tailgating. Come check out the selection of grills, smokers, canopies, tables, and chairs. There's something for everyone. Sportsman's Warehouse, Utah born, Utah proud.
When carrying a firearm, always treat it as if it were loaded. Always keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you're ready to fire. Never let your muzzle point at anything you're not willing to destroy. And always be sure of your target, its environment, and any other safety hazards. This announcement's been brought to you by TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Many gardeners forget the currant bush when looking at options for the backyard. Alex Grover with Utah Sustainable Gardening makes some recommendations.
And then there's some things like currants. And currants is like the forgotten fruit of America. The federal government put a ban on a lot of currants because they're worried about the lumber crops, because currants is a host for a white pine winter rust, I think. And so they're really worried about that, and that was an issue. In the 60s, they relented and turned the control of that program back to the states, and some states started allowing currants and gooseberries. They're in the same genus, they're very closely related. It can actually have their crop. But because they spent so many years saying, don't, everyone that was growing them, everyone that knew about them, forgot about them. Well, not everyone. Somehow my mom got a hold of currants. I think she found some off the side of the road and made currant jelly one year, either 75 or 76. We kept that going for quite a long time. We would only bring it up a bottle of that once in a while. And for the next, oh gosh, decade, we every once in a while find another bottle of currant jelly and bring it up. It was great stuff. But it's a forgotten food. And this is an excellent thing for shadier areas in Utah. They're not known as being liking the heat, but I've seen them planted out in the middle of a yard. It was a shady yard, but they were in full sun. And they do just fine. There are a lot of currants that are great just picking out a hand like you would a raspberry or a blackberry when you were a kid. But we've forgotten them. It's a great plant for Utah.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.